Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Hey friends, welcome to June. I'm loving the vibes. June is this month where you're going to see like very similar themes, like themes you've been seeing for a while, like stuff you've been trying to figure out for a while. But June gives us this like really interesting opportunity to get it right. And I don't mean like get it perfect or anything, but it's like we're going to revisit these issues or these themes or these patterns, but like finally get to see them correctly because we have literally like been hit over the head and all of a sudden like you're hit over the head and you're like, whoa, I see this totally different. And now I understand it. So I have goosebumps. It is truly a transformative, but like weird month in its way. So don't be afraid or don't be surprised if you like see the same themes, but tell yourself that you are going to be brave enough to get them right this month. So we have five messages for our June predictions, and let's get started. Message number one. There is something super trippy about this month. Like I kept seeing like Alice in Wonderland, psychedelics, Lucy in the Sky with diamonds, like just very plant medicine trippy. So I'm like wondering like who's going on a plant medicine journey? Like who's microdosing something? Like you guys are up to something. But the point in this is like, and it doesn't have to be like a literal trip or anything like that. But it's more that you are going to see things so differently. Like your perspective is going to change so much, and it's not something you can make happen. It really does feel like it's this like kind of psychic opening that happens that allows you to see these same things in your life, but see them from a totally different angle. So it's very much like, it reminds me of like the cat from Alice in Wonderland or like the caterpillar. Like it's like, are you good? Are you bad? Like you're just weird. So we might even see this in the form of a person, like a person come into your life who's very almost like devil's advocate and is like, really? But why do you see it that way? Like somebody who's like, that's so silly. Like I remember when I was in Miami a few months ago, I was going on a walk with my girlfriend, Sean, who is, who lives, well, she's nomadic and kind of like lives in all sorts of places, but has been out of the US for a long time and is really like out of like these like systems that sometimes we get caught up in. And I was talking to her about like a decision I was going to make for my son. And it was such a just traditional road decision that I was going to make. And it was based off like all this BS like way of being raised. And like as I was talking to her about it, she was like, that's so weird. Like, that's so silly. Why are you going to do it that way? Like, because her brain was so out of like the matrix that I was in, and her brain was working like so differently. So that when I told her something so basic and just felt like the norm and like the way that things are done, she really brought this whole new perspective because her brain is wired like very differently when it comes to this, if that makes sense. So I feel like this might be in the form of a person who maybe, like I remember when I moved to LA after college, like I met a guy who was like this, like the, it was like Alice in Wonderland, like in a person. And he just like helped me see everything so differently. And I had never met anybody like that. I thought that he was like supposed to be my person, but quickly I realized like, no, he's just this like very important soulmate that comes into my life to bust me open and to let me see things differently. So this kind of trippy medicine will come in many different forms. Like it may come in an actual, yes, plant medicine, but it could also come from a person or from an experience. It really just like, it looks like it's a new way of seeing the things you've always been seeing. So invite, I have goosebumps. I can't wait to hear like how this comes your way. Please let me know. So yeah, like invite people in, invite these new perspectives, like just go down the weird roads that you're being brought down. There's something, I just see you looking at the same thing, but upside down now. And then it all of a sudden makes all this sense. So I can't wait. It might take the whole month for this to come through, but yeah, I can't wait for this one. All right. Message number two. the guides that like support us in these messages were like, oh my God, please tell them to listen. So I'm like, okay. Message number two is like, please, 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 please pay attention to the company you keep, specifically your friends. Like, please stop forcing it. Like, stop forcing friends that are just not at your level and that are like not helpful. And it's okay to let them go. Like, please let them go. Like, please, please pay attention to like who easily comes into your life and who you want to talk to and who you want to hang out with. And then the people you don't want to hang out with and the people you don't want to talk to, like, it's okay. And if you're kind of on the fence with a friend, do this. I want you to invite that friend to something that is super you, like just something you really want to do. For example, my friends might all want to go out drinking, right? But I might be like, hey guys, I am going to this Sound Bowl healing event tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Like saying like, I'm going, whether I'm going with you or not, I'm going, right? So it has to have that kind of energy. If you want to come, meet me. And like, see who actually shows up, not because you're testing them, but just so that you can see like the vibrational pool and also seeing like who actually wants to meet you at your level. So you do not need to like kind of have this deep conversation about like not being able to be friends anymore. But this is about like you being you, and whoever wants to come and like meet you, then they will meet you. I do this a lot, like even with where I live. Sorry, I have like a house full of family right now. I have my brother, my sister-in-law and their kids and a little cute puppy, but she was just barking. She's really loud. So I don't know if you guys heard her, but anyways, I do this all the time. Like there are so many people I would love to come visit me in my land and like come experience this like home and this like space that we live in. But a lot of my friends like just don't come, you know? And I used to take it personal in the beginning. And then after I'm like, no, like whoever is attracted to the land and to like this vibration, like they will come and that's okay. And the rest don't come and that's okay too. So I don't have to force it or go out of my way or be like, let's book a time for you to come and like, let me schedule you and blah, blah, blah. Like no more of that. This is so important. There is something in your life that literally does not expand because of the friendships you have. Like, I'm so sorry to say that. And it truly is better to be alone for a little bit than to have friends that are pulling you down. And it makes me want to cry because like, there's no easy way to like pull out of the group, but it's keeping you from, I feel like you've been stuck in this loop for like 2 years. So kind of start setting that intention of like the friends that are not going to support you in your expansion, even though you might even love them, to let them go. If you're in Clarity App, we have a meditation called the cord release meditation. I'd recommend you doing that for all your friends so that like the energy is not this like forced energy, that it's truly natural, that, oh my God, like we are truly on the same path. That's why we keep bumping into each other. And that's why we keep doing the same things together. And that's why, like, before I know it, you invited me here and I came and I showed up. Like those are the friends to invest in and to keep. And I really do see new friends, like new people coming your way. And you just like won't have space for these new people if you keep holding on to these old friends. So please pay attention. And it's okay to like put that out there, be like, I am not going to move an inch. Like if this friend is supposed to like be my friend, like they'll come to this thing that I want to go to, or like they'll come to me, or like I am not going to go out of my way anymore. So please pay attention. Okay. Message number three. I thought this was so interesting. There is a book that is going to come into your life that is going to change your life. There's a few messages here, or I even see some of you writing a book that is going to change people's lives. I also feel that in general, there is a text or like some old wisdom that is trying to court you. It's like trying to find its way to you. So enjoy some books, enjoy some writing if that's your thing. go to the library, you know, like the summer on my side of the world, my kids, there's the local libraries do like such fun things in the summer. And I always love going and like letting the kids like do their own thing. And then me also getting lost in the books. And that just feels like that is going to be not just in June. Like, I don't expect this to like all happen in June, like this one message that's coming, but there is something, there's like an ancient truth or like an ancient wisdom, even if it's like, put into like very modern text and it might be like a very modern book, but it feels like it's like very old, secret, like magical wisdom. Like it feels very, I have goosebumps. Like this book is going to like float its way to you. I do feel like it's a book. I know it's kind of specific, but it does feel like it's text. Like it feels like it's, it could be like a tradition also. Like it could also be like maybe like Kundalini or something like that. But it does feel like it's in the form of, it's like a body of work. It's formed. I also feel like some of you may, this deep lost like art or wisdom may be finding you for you to almost be like the spokesperson for it. Like I see some of you actually like taking this information and modernizing it and like repackaging it. Kind of reminds me of my, like, you know, a colleague of my, Jenna Zoe, if you guys are familiar of Human Design, right? Like she didn't invent Human Design, but she, like the work found her and she was such a good spokesperson for it. And she was just so good at teaching it. You know, Aaron Abke is known for like the Law of One. He didn't come up with the Law of One or whatever, but he was so good at like understanding the information and teaching it. Same thing, Marianne Williamson, like, gosh, why am I forgetting the blue book, you guys, that she does, right? Course in Miracles. Thank you. I hear you guys screaming at me. Thank you. So like that, like it might be something like that for you as well. You can't force it, but you can like explore it and kind of be open to it. So like maybe some time in like a bookstore or in the library. And yeah, there's something about like you reading it too, like seeing it on paper. This feels very analog to me. This feels very like research, all that. I mean, you might have to use a computer to find the stuff, but this is like really interesting. This was like a very strange but interesting message. And I'm just going to drop it because I don't really like know fully what it means for you. But yeah, I'm excited about that one. All right. Message number 4. For the people in the back. Money is only tight because something is off, like because you're doing the wrong thing. Not, I'm not saying you're not doing what is right. You're just doing something that is not in alignment with you. And that may not just be like the work or the job or like the selling or anything like that, but like money is tight because there's something off with the structure. I feel like some of it is related to like your family structure, to like if you're with a partner, if you have parents or you have whatever siblings, like gosh, this is a little hard one to explain, but this isn't like a message about like if you are complaining about money. Again, this is one of the reoccurring themes, you know? It's not because the economy is bad or like AI is coming or like nobody wants to buy your thing. It's like truly none of that. There is something misaligned with like what you are choosing. There's something dishonest about like what you're selling or what, or like how you're trying to make your money. Like this is not really what you want to do. This is not really how you want to do it. This is not really who you want to do it with. This is not really how you want the structure to be set up. So like, for example, like maybe you do want to like be able to work more, but like your husband's work takes up more space and like you revolve around him because like, you know, he's been making more money or whatever. And, or like your family takes up a lot of space in your life. And therefore like, this is the only little place that you can make money, you know? But I just want like, I want you to remove like fear and scarcity from money because it truly has nothing to do with it. I don't have all the answers for you today. Obviously, I'm not, you know, doing like a one-on-one session with you, but there is something, the best way I could say it's like, it's not fully honest. I feel like you're doing the best you can with the scenario that you are in, but be brave and change it. Like, it's not about like you should work harder or push harder or like, it's not even like I should ask for a raise. It's like truly like not that. This is like a flow problem. Like, it is not flowing to you because I don't know, you're even like maybe like giving too much or like resentful or like the people you're working with, like they suck. Like, you know, you don't really like them, you know, and therefore it's not flowing. So you got to look underneath the, like the hood, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like you're almost like just looking at the car and it's like, no, the car is not going to say anything. It's like underneath, it's the mechanism, which is you, the structure. The flow is off and you keep spinning your wheels, and trying to come at it from this like very on the surface place. Like, you think, I don't know, like some marketing or like if you just make your resume better or something. And it's like, it's not there. It's not there. Like, take yourself out on a retreat, go away for a week. And like, if you were really, really being honest with yourself, like, what is it that you want? And the answer might be like, I don't ever want to work. I want my fucking husband to get his life together. Or like, it might be, I hate these people that I work with. Or like, I hate this client. Like let the real emotions, like, especially if they're like anger and frustration, and let them complete what they're trying to say. Like, they have something to say, and I feel like you keep kind of brushing them off. And you need a longer period of time with them. It really reminds me of like Jesus going out into the woods and like getting mad at the burnt, you know, like talking to like the freaking bush or whatever. He was probably on some psychedelics at the same time. But like, just spend a long enough time. Like, don't keep like breaking that frustration or that anger and like trying to like put positivity on it. Like, let it complete its loop. It has something to say. And it's just that there's a better way. Like, it truly is a better way. Okay. Message number 5, last message. I did not fully understand it when I was getting it, so let's see if I can get it. Message number 5 was really about beauty. It was about flowers. It was about things that bloom and things that are attractive and beautiful. Like, have you ever walked down like, you know, a path and there's like all these beautiful roses? Like, it's so hard to like not stop and like smell it because it is truly like calling your attention, right? Like, it is. And you know, roses have very high frequencies. So your message right here might be like, work with some flowers, make yourself rose tea at night or something. I always put roses in my tea. I love roses. But this is like truly about, and I've been talking about this for, I feel like, for a few months now. This is about attraction. Like, what attracts people to you? Like, I feel like some of the way that you are going about things might be like kind of outward and conversations and talking to people and like, you know, like maybe you have a business and you're making content or something, but this is about like really focusing on what makes me attractive. Like, what makes a rose attractive? Like, sometimes roses are not even like, the bushes are not even pretty, you know, but what is it? And it's like, at the end of the day, it's the frequency of the rose that makes it so attractive. And then, of course, that frequency gives off this smell. It's also beautiful. The color is so deep. It has many layers. It's moving. So this feels like there's a few messages here, but it feels like pursue beauty. Like, don't be afraid to pursue beauty. This also feels like what makes your frequency high and attractive. And let's just try this for this month. You know, like, what if you worked on your own frequency and your own like attractiveness? And let things come to you and like let people notice you. The other day, gosh, like, frequency is such a real thing. I was in the car. I was about to get off my car to go pick up some subs that like my family wanted for lunch. And I'm in the car and I'm like, oh, you know what? I had a session earlier that day and I was like, I did clean my energy, but I didn't clean it enough. And I'm like, okay, I'm in the car. Let me clean my energy again. I'm, you know, grounding, settling, doing my thing where I like cleanse my energy. And I bring this like high frequency through my body. I'm like, okay, cool. I got off the car. I'm walking to the sub place. And this little girl that's probably like 3 or 4 years old, holding her mom's hand. She's like holding her mom's and she cannot keep her eyes off of me. She like keeps looking at me and I'm smiling, whatever. And she stops and she walks up to me and she hugs me. And her mom was like, so like, you know, a little kind of taken back, but like, at least her mom was like, she's like, I don't know. I think she's just very, she can tell you have a really good vibe. And like, I almost felt like the mom was kind of weirded out by saying that. She's like, she just is really attracted to your vibe. She's like, I think she, you know, like she knows that you're good vibes is like what she was saying. And to the point that we were both going into the sub place and the little girl asked to hold my hand too. So I was like, she was holding my hand and her mom's hand into the sub place. And then, you know, whatever, I never, and then she danced with me a little bit when we were in the sub place and we played or whatever, but like you could, she was attracted to me. And I was like, oh, that's what happens when you fucking clean your energy like right before. And of course, like her specifically, because she's so crystallized, she's still so young, like she sensed the frequency right away, more so than, you know, and in a very raw and natural way, because she's like a little girl, right? So it was just like such a reminder. I was like, you know, we work so freaking hard to like get the things that we want. And we think we have to go after them and like effort for them and convince people and speak my truth and da-da-da, like all these things. When it's like just a little raising your frequency and cleaning your energy will like do, you know, will do the work. So that's what this feels like. This feels like pursuing that frequency, pursuing like putting effort into the things that you love, like only like doing things that you love. Like that's what, like if you take that seriously in June, like that's truly what June offers us. Like June offers like, just like, yeah, it doesn't have to be so complicated. Release the bullshit. Like why are you doing so many things that you do not want to do? Like why are you doing so many shoulds? Why are you complicating? Why are you so busy? Like that's really what June, you know, like those are the questions June is asking us. It's this, it's almost like this frequency of like this goddess kind of like Lady Abundance that's like trying to come forward, and she's trying to bless you with abundance, but you are like so held down with all these like shoulds and what you should do and these busynesses and like being nice and proper and hanging out with like the wrong people. Like let it all go. Pursue beauty, pursue joy, pursue like truly like the things that feel fun, even though they don't make sense to anybody. And you are going to increase your frequency. And then all of a sudden you become that rose where like people just stop and have to look at it and have to smell it and have to touch it because it is calling their attention. And that is what you are ultimately meant to be. All right, friends, those are our messages for June. Take them in, read, listen to this again, share it with a friend, take some notes, live into it, say a little prayer, allow the shift to shift you this month, and let's allow the change to change. Sending you a ton of love. I love you much, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.